And a very good afternoon to you. I'm Mahadi Buthelezi, standing in for Father Brian Mhlanga, Umfundisi Wodumo. And today is a glorious Friday. We are graced by the presence of a woman of substance. And this is Umam Eunice Carter Makubela, National President of the Makemolo Sodality, which is better known as well as the Immaculate Conception. She joined Makemolo in 2009, and she'll tell us more about who she is, where she all started with her passion and love for Umame Wetu. A very good afternoon, Ma.
Afternoon, Hadi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm great, thank you. Ma, I think for starters, can you maybe share with us Uthi Amakemolo, if anyone wanted to get a better understanding of Amakemolo? Who is Amakemolo?
Amakemolo, it's a solidarity which is working for Uma Maria, and people who are in this solidarity are people who really, really likes, have got a passion Uma Maria, and also bani passion ngomsebenzi ngokuthi benze umsebenzi wakhe ngoba enjalo nje wenza imisebenzi eminingi. Siyazi ukuthi singabomama singabanye ba labo abamele uMama Maria. Ngakho ke njengabomama sifanele ukuthi simlandele, sibonise ukuthi siyayi-understand into yokuba umzali owumama.
Njengoba sosixazululele, Ma, I think let's start with your first song, which is Getsepile. Then we'll move on to who Umam Khetha is. We'd like to know who you are, when were you born, where, and so forth. You know, there are certain people who just know you as the national president, but they don't know ukuthi uvelaphi kahle kahle. Yes. We're now taking a short musical break. And that was Getsepile by St. Philip Neri Choir in Soweto. Now, Mam Khetha, or should I call you Mam Eunice? Which name do you prefer?
Any, but I prefer Khathazile.
Okay, Mam Khetha. So tell us about you. When were you born? Where were you born? Yes, just give us some more information.
Okay, as it is said, I'm Eunice Khathazile Makubela. I was born on the 13th of July, 1959, in Alexander Township. I started my schooling in Alexander Catholic School, and we went to Tembisa in 1969, and we continued with being Catholics up until today.
So how many were you, Ekai?
At home were four.
Okay. And you were the oldest?
No, I was the third one. It was three girls and one boy. So, mine bengilandela umfana.
Okay.
Then we went to Tembisa. Tembisa, we couldn't go to the Catholic school. We went to Isipiwe Primary School. But we attended a church at Moya Parish.
Okay. So you've always been a Moya?
Yes.
That's your home parish?
Yes, it's my home parish.
Interesting. And we, as Diso was saying earlier, and Rispi, we have a lot of listeners from a Moya. Yes, and Umam Tandige, actually, in particular, she's one of our loyal listeners. Now, Ma, so from that age, Yako, when did you then realize ukuthi isonto is really where uthola impilo khona?
Yeah, I realized very late. I attended church, but then I just attended. But in 2007, when I had some problems with my marriage, it was then that I encountered God. And I was going along praying. For my future and the future of my children. Something came to me in 2008, and what came to me was Me Maria.
Wow.
And by 2009, I decided, no, I just want to work for her.
Yes, Nigel.
Yes. Angtumela, angtumakona.
Tuma means.
Yes.
Beautiful. So, ma, we, so, gashle, ubuzifanela na tabanye, you just went to church because you were Catholic, ubu attend imes and get back home until, as you say, uguti, you were met with those difficulties in 2007.
Yes.
And mama wethu, how did she come to you? Was it through how did it happen, your interaction nai?
Okay. For me to realize that no, I have to serve Mama Ria. There was our neighbor at Umtambega, mm-hmm. who is now who has passed on, Mam Gertrude Simelane. Mam Gertrude Simelane used to invite me to the novenas, but I didn't understand what was happening.
Okay.
And my mind was so deep in my problems. When Usis Geti passed on, something came to my mind to say, no. She always invited me to the novenas. Mm. What did that mean? What was the meaning of that? So I realized that, no. It was about me saving Mama Ria.
Mm, mm.
It was then that I said, no, I'm not turning back. I am going where I am directed. Mm. And Mama Ria came to me through Usis Geti.
Okay, okay. Wow, interesting. And you have three children. Tell us about your children.
Okay, I'm having three children, only boys only.
Oh, wow.
My firstborn is 37, my second one is 30, and the last one is 26.
And yet you're looking so young.
Oh, thank you.
Those that can't see, hey, Mam Keta is beautiful. She looks very young.
You.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. So, finally, Simlandele, to look like you. Okay, and Izugulu, how many do you have?
I have six.
Okay.
Since I have three boys, I didn't have a girl.
Yes.
So, fortunately, God gave me these grandchildren.
Wow.
I have three girls.
Oh, great.
And then three boys.
Oh, nice.
And fortunately, my firstborn, Unkululeko, gave birth to three boys. Other two are the ones that gave me girls.
Okay. Yeah. So, it was a blessing, a great balance. Yeah. Okay. And Ma, you are a teacher by profession. When did you start teaching?
I started teaching in 1981 at Tutuga Primary School.
Interesting. I won't even begin to ask those people which 1981 they gave
up.
Oh, wow. And your interest in teaching, was it just your passion or it was one of those careers that you just went in for?
It was just one of those careers. But then eventually when I started working, I got that passion. Mm-hmm. I love teaching.
Oh, wow.
I love teaching.
Do you sometimes find yourself with your profession bringing it into my gemulo?
Yes,
and
the into the
president.
Church.
Okay.
Because at church, I'm a catechist.
It explains.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay. So you have to deal with that youth.
Yes.
Abangalale.
Hey. The great age.
The great age.
Oh.
That's why you're so young. They keep you on your toes.
Exactly.
All right. And Ma, please tell us about your history, gay. In Amakemulo, in the Sodality, where did it all start?
Okay. When I joined Amakemulo in 2009, I was vestured in 2010. In 2011,
yes,
I was elected a secretary at our parish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when we go for the diocese elections, I was elected secretary of the Diocese of Pretoria.
Oh, wow.
Then I had to, I didn't serve as a secretary in the parish, but
yes,
I served in the diocese.
Okay.
So I served for 3 years. After 3 years, I was elected in the church again, a chairperson of our solidarity. And when we went for the elections in the diocese, I was elected a chairperson of Maikemuli in the diocese of Pretoria.
Yes.
So I also served for 3 years. After 3 years, in 2016, I was elected national president of the Amakemulo in the SACBC.
Okay. Now, is there time frame or is it, how long is the presidency? How does it work? You being elected as, yes, appointed as national
in
president.
In the national presidency, I'm going to serve for 3 years. This is the first year.
As the national
president. As the national president.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. May we just go for your second choice of song? We'll go for a musical break. And to those that are listening while driving at the comfort of their own homes, feel free to give us a call at around 4:45 where you can actually congratulate Omam Keta. I saw some of the comments, Ma, from our Facebook page, our Facebook group, where people were saying they congratulate you and they believe in you and that they know that you will get the solidarity known in all our 29 dioceses. What do you have to say about that?
Yes, I think through prayers, because I pray a lot. Whenever I have to go out and execute memorials duties, I pray. And I hope I will touch or I will work in those other dioceses that has got no that hasn't got Amakemulo. So I will be able to reach them. As it is now, we do have a financial problem. That is a challenge to us. But fortunately, because of technology, we are able to reach those parts. And we are able to communicate with those people.
Instead of traveling.
Yes, instead of traveling, we'll communicate with them through cell phones, through WhatsApp, through emails and all that.
All right.
And we are there.
Okay, let's go for a musical break. Moya wa Kriste.